Welcome to the Conscious Parenting Radio Show, loving, empowering, and respecting God's children with your host, Timothy Stutz. Timothy is a master of many ancient arts and sacred sciences, as well as a certified children's self-esteem coach. If you are a parent, grandparent, educator, or simply someone looking to experience more rewarding relationships, join Timothy and discover the miracles of living and parenting from your heart and soul on the Om Times Radio Network.
Namaste. Aloha, everyone. This is Timothy, and it's my honor and pleasure to welcome you to part one of Commanding Your Soul Power. Thank you for being here, and please join us next week for part two. Take a moment now and thank yourself for being here. Thank yourself for being an integral part of this global conscious parenting community. Thank yourself for being a conscious parent who wants to expand their consciousness even more, who wants their relationships with their children and all people to be conscious, caring, compassionate, nonviolent, and blissful. Thank you for being here to connect our hearts and souls, our energies, as we ascend to new heights of conscious awareness and joy. In this moment, I invite you to smile, relax your body, focus your mind, open your heart, and set aside all the activities, thoughts, and emotions that preceded this moment. This two-part program can truly revolutionize the way you look at yourself, your children, your family, and life in general. You'll see a perspective from which you can make sense of and understand why things happen in your life the way they do, the perspective of your soul. A soul perspective you can access at any time to truly understand yourself, your children, your beloved, and the dynamics at play in your lives. A perspective that becomes a way of living you can experience all the time, a soulful life. Wouldn't it be wonderful to access and command your soul power to unlock the powers of your immense heart, your beautiful body, and your marvelous mind? I'm always surprised when I ask adults to show me where their mind is, and they point to their heads. Another indication that our educational system does not teach us what we really need to know about ourselves or living happy, healthy lives. As they point to their head, they are either equating their mind with their brain or believe their mind is actually located in their head. Well, no surgeon has ever discovered a mind while doing brain surgery. Our minds are truly invisible and would better be described as a field of energy that is all around our body, a field of energy from which invisible thoughts come and go, invisible thoughts that produce visible results. Every thought we have has an effect on the cells of our physical body. Happy thoughts generate healthy cells, and unhealthy thoughts generate tightness, headaches, joint pain, sickness, and other uncomfortable experiences. Louise Hay, in her book, Heal Your Body, A to Z, says, "We have learned that for every effect in our lives, there is a thought pattern that precedes and maintains it. Our consistent thinking patterns create our experiences. Both the good in our lives and the dis-ease are the results of mental thought patterns that form our experiences. Our thoughts are also the mother and father of our emotions. Although sometimes very subtle and hard to see, behind every emotion is a thought. And just like our thoughts and the mind or mental body from which they emerge is invisible, so is our emotional body. Like our mental body, our emotional body can best be visualized or imagined as a field of energy around our body, an invisible field of energy like the wind. And just like we can see and feel the effects of the wind when it blows on our bodies or makes the leaves of trees dance, we can see and feel the effects of our invisible emotional body in our physical body. We can feel the laughter of happiness, the tears of sadness, the smiles of joy, the anger of rage, the pains of hurt, and the dancing of ecstasy. These invisible parts of us we don't see, our minds, thoughts, and emotions, have a powerful impact on our bodies, the parts of our bodies we see and the parts we don't see. We see the covering of our body, the skin, and the shape it takes on. We see the hair growing on our body, the eyes we look out, and the nails growing on our fingers and toes. Now, our skin can be affected by thoughts and feelings of anxiety and fear, old buried hurts. Our hair can be affected by stress and beliefs and pressure and pain. Our eyes can be affected by fears of the present and future, unwavering unforgiveness, not wanting to see what's really going on, and not liking what we do see. Our nails can be affected by frustrations, things eating at us below our conscious awareness, and feelings toward our parents. These parts that we see are just a small part of our bodies, and not usually the ones in which we experience the most significant problems. We don't see the bones, muscles, tendons, and ligaments. We don't see our brain and other organs. We don't see the glands, the fluids like blood, plasma, lymph, and the arteries, veins, capillaries, and other vessels that carry the fluids. We don't see the more than 100 trillion bacteria that outnumber our human cells 10 to 1. We also don't see our physical heart inside our chest, the pump that moves blood through our bodies. You know, our heart can be affected by excess excitement, lack of joy. Our kidneys can be affected by fear or shock. Our spleen and pancreas can be affected by worry or pensiveness. Our liver can be affected by anger or frustration. Our lungs can be affected by sadness or suppressed grief. You can find the correlation of other imbalances in your body to the underlying thoughts and emotions in Heal Your Life A to Z. These general correlations can offer us a beginning point from which we can use our soul power to look deeper into the specific issues behind our individual imbalances. We also don't see the loving energy, our loving nature, our kindness, or our generosity that we refer to as our high heart, our energetic, compassionate, unconditionally loving heart. Bhagwan Nityananda of Ganeshpuri, one of India's greatest modern-day saints, said, "The heart is not below the neck. It is above it. As we cook, the fire's flames rise. In the same way does the heart above fill with light." And there's even a more powerful part of us filled with light we don't see, our soul. Fernand Faux said, "The most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire." Let's connect in with the passion, the fire in our souls right now. As we do, please invite your beautiful children to join us. If they can't be with us physically right now, please share this with them on the recording you can download at Om Times Radio. So if it's safe to do so, please bring one or both of your hands to your heart and close your eyes. With each breath, relax deeper and deeper. Just watch your breath as it effortlessly flows in through your nose and out through your nose. You don't even have to try and breathe. Your beautiful body will breathe on its own. Just watch. Observe the breath as it flows in and out. Follow your breath all the way into the point where it pauses for a moment before it naturally starts to flow back out. Then follow it all the way out to the point where it pauses for a moment before it naturally flows back in. Watch it flow in, watch it flow out. Pay attention to the pauses between the breaths, the peaceful pauses between the peaceful breaths. Feel your soul in the peaceful pauses between the breaths. Feel your soul as you listen to this poem. It's all about your soul. A donut hole you cannot see like your soul, it's invisible to thee. You're born as a baby who develops into a child, and then you're a teen who may be anything from mild to wild. When your soul wants to be seen like the donut around the hole, it births as a beautiful human being. But these are just a role, this baby, child, or teen. You're really a soul that can't be seen. And though you may play another role as a cousin, sister, or brother, you're really an infinite soul and not something other. Bodies are like a costume we put on at Halloween that allows our soul to bloom into something that can be seen. A soul that shines so brilliant and bright and lights up a body for all to see. Black, brown, yellow, red, or white, a soul cares not the color its skin may be. Looking out through eyes colored brown, green, or blue is a soul that never dies, the one and only real you. An infinite soul you are, regardless of the age you may be, shining like a brilliant star upon the sea of humanity. Behind our faces, which look so diverse, our hearts hold embraces of souls, part of one universe. A soul you are, as I am too, it's really quite bizarre when we think we are two. So a donut has a hole and you have a soul. A donut you see and a soul you don't see. You are what you see, you are what you don't see. So you see, there's a soul in you, a soul in me. It's really quite easy to see that soul in you, that soul in me. It's so easy to see that soul in you, that soul in me. It's so very easy to see that soul in you, that soul in me. All you need do is simply be, loving all equally. As we move into our first pause, simply be and feel the soul you are. Stay in touch with this divine soul you are, this beautiful soul you are. When we return, we'll continue to get to know and empower.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Own Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Own Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Vaisberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. I hope your body is feeling refreshed, your heart happy, your mind calm, and your soul present. Let's keep deepening, enriching this connection with our souls. Your children will also enjoy being with us now. The part of us we can't see, our soul, loving heart, mind, and emotional body, truly are far more powerful than the parts of us we can see. They actually give life to our body. Being a conscious parent involves learning how to use the invisible parts of ourself to create a beautiful life for all the aspects of our being, visible and invisible, for our children, our family, our community, and for all life. In being a conscious parent, we integrate our emotions, body, mind, heart, and soul into a unified field of love. In this unified field of love, we can achieve our full potential and create the fertile gardens in which our children's lives will blossom. Let's ignite that full potential right now. Let's call forth the infinite energy of our souls, the focus of our minds, the love of our hearts, and the passion of our emotions to create a calm, beautiful, safe, and power-filled place inside ourselves, a place from which we can make clear decisions to guide our lives and realize our full potential. You and your children can use this visualization to access the infinite powers of your souls every day, especially in uncomfortable or challenging situations. Situations when you feel sad, hurt, afraid, angry, mad, jealous, left out, alone, powerless. I invite you to practice it often with your children so you and they can instantly call it forth whenever you need to. Now again, if it's safe to do so, please bring one or both of your hands to your heart and close your eyes. With each breath, relax deeper and deeper. Watch your breath as it effortlessly flows in through your nose and out through your nose. Your beautiful body will breathe all on its own. You don't have to try to breathe. Just watch. Observe the breath as it flows in and out. Follow it all the way in to the point where it pauses for a moment before it flows back out. Follow it all the way out to the point where it pauses for a moment before it starts back in. Watch your breath flow in, watch it flow out. Pay attention to the pauses between the breaths, the peaceful pauses between the peaceful breaths, the peaceful pauses where you can feel your soul. Now scan your body and see if there's any areas that are tense or maybe hurting. As you inhale, imagine you're breathing into those areas. Imagine the air you're inhaling through your nose is going directly there. If nothing hurts or is tense, imagine you're breathing into your belly. Pretend those tight, painful spots or your belly is a balloon, and you are breathing air into the balloon, soft, warm air that relaxes the tensions and pains. As you exhale, imagine all the tension, tightness, and or pain flows out, the balloon empties. When you practice this on your own or guide your children, please repeat this in as many places in the body as you want. Take your time, filling your body with soft, warm air as you inhale and letting go of pain, tightness, tension as you exhale. Now imagine, pretend and feel like your body is completely hollow, empty, like the center of a drinking straw. Pretend you are breathing air into air. You are completely hollow inside, completely hollow. There is nothing inside to be tight, tense, or painful. You are feeling so empty, so light. Now visualize or imagine your favorite place. Maybe it's your room, a park, a big blue lake, a meadow, the ocean, or grandma's kitchen. Imagine, see in your mind's eye what it's like to be in your favorite place. What does it feel like there? Notice what you are doing there. What sounds do you hear? What colors do you see? What do you smell? Can you touch or feel anything that's there with you? What or who is there with you? Your dog or kitty? Your grandma or grandpa, a friend, an angel, Jesus, Buddha, Kuan Yin, Mother Mary. Feel how calm you are in this place. Feel how protected and safe you are in this place. feel how powerful you are in this place. Feel how loving you are in this place. Silently say to yourself, I am love. I am beautiful. I am safe. I am calm and peaceful. I am powerful. I am a divine soul. I am safe. If your eyes are closed, please leave them closed. Imagine you really can see your soul. You can, you know. Remember what sparklers look like on the 4th of July? You can see the light of your soul. You can feel the vibrations of your soul. Remember what the sparkling lights look like when they beam somebody from place to place on Star Trek? Whether your eyes are open or closed, imagine seeing those sparkling lights all around you. You can feel the sparkling radiance of your soul. Imagine you are in the center of the brightest rainbow you've ever seen. You can even hear the music of your soul. You can. It might sound like booming thunder, the wind blowing through pine trees, or the soft sound of the ocean when you put a seashell next to your ear. When your mind is at rest, your body at ease, when you feel safe, your soul comes forth. Notice how you're feeling in this moment. You created these feelings. You can recreate them at any time. When you get up and leave this special, magical, safe place, you'll feel wonderful. Know you can come back here anytime you want to and recreate these feelings. Practice this every day, just like you brush and floss your teeth every day, just like you eat every day, just like you get washed and dressed every day, just like you comb your hair every day, just like you go to sleep every day. If you and your children practice this exercise, you will be able to handle the tough situations whenever they arise. You'll remember and start to experience yourself as an infinite soul whose loving heart, calm mind, healthy emotions, and beautiful body will obey its divine commands. If you have a difficult time going to sleep, command your body to fall asleep easily. You can say, I am the master of this body. It will obey my mind. It will fall asleep within minutes of lying down. If you have difficulty waking up, feeling refreshed in the morning, command your body to sleep deeply and awaken refreshed in the morning. I am the master of this body. It will obey my mind. It will sleep deeply and awaken refreshed in the morning. With practice, your body will obey your soul's commands. Of course, you may be guided to make other changes in your life so those commands can be realized. Swami Vivekananda said, you have to grow from the inside out. None can teach you. None can make you spiritual. There is no other teacher but your own soul. So now on a long, slow inhale, feel your entire being with the radiant light of your soul. Feel as if your entire being is glowing. Hold it for a moment and feel this radiant light pulsating in every cell of your beautiful body. When you're ready, exhale, sending your soul light, your love, to everyone listening in this moment and to those who will be listening to the recording. Nicholas Sparks said, the best love is the kind that awakens the soul, that makes us reach for more, that plants the fire in our hearts and brings peace to our minds. That's what I hope to give you forever. And that's what I hope to give you and your children forever. If your children have been participating with you, now's the time they might find another activity more enjoyable. Someone once said, you nourish your soul by fulfilling your destiny, by developing the potential that the soul represents. When you fulfill your soul's destiny, you will feel right. What's it like to feel right? What's it like to experience, see, feel, taste, touch, smell, and hear the wonders of our soul, just as easily as we can think, just as easily as we can cry and laugh, just as easily as we can blink our eyes or clap our hands. What's it like to walk in and as the light of our soul as we go about our daily activities? What's it like to command the power of our soul to help us through challenges, to make relationships, family life, work and play nourishing and rewarding? What's it like to love and embrace our enemies as easily as we do our family, friends, and neighbors? Listen to what Swami Muktananda says each one of us can tangibly experience when the energy of our soul, our Shakti as he calls it, is released. I know from having experienced many of the treasures he's sharing that they are very tangible, very real, available to you, your children, everyone. When the latent treasure of inner Shakti is released in meditation, you will see splendid sights and glorious forms. You will perceive internal divine lights. It is only by virtue of these lights that your body becomes beautiful and you feel love for one another. As the magnificent radiance sparkles in meditation, your craving for beautiful and loving forms will be satisfied. You will see the whole world as radiant. Along with visions, you will hear inner sounds. Sweet, divine music will ring in your ears. As you listen to it, you will have such a sleep as is enjoyed only by heavenly beings. These melodious strains will compel you to dance in ecstasy and eradicate your indifference, distress, and ramblings of mind. Not only this, the inner music will release celestial ambrosia, and you will relish its sweetness. This nectar, trickling from the palate, is the sweetest of all tastes. Each drop is worth more than millions. And we'll continue after this short pause.
Free your mind, expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know, I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to an ever-expanding experience of your soul. Before the pause, we were hearing what it's like to walk in and as the light of our soul as we go about our daily activities. Baba Muktananda was talking about this celestial ambrosia, this nectar trickling from the palate, being the sweetest of all tastes, each drop worth more than millions. This elixir will expel all your diseases and fill you with gladness. Your anger will vanish. You will exude ambrosial sweetness. You will rejoice in your spouse and children. As you taste this nectar and become absorbed in it, you will be transported with inner delight. Oh, my dear ones, you will also inhale divine scents. As your inner aroma is released, not only your home, but your whole world will become tranquil. Your body will shed its heaviness and sloth and become lit and vibrant. When your inner Kundalini Shakti is stirred, she will release her impulses of love throughout your body and its 72,000 nerves. She will thrill your every blood cell with her ecstatic joy. Only then will your craving for touch be truly gratified. You will recover the lost luster of your eyes. Your withered face will again glow with love, and your lips will become rosy. Your world will quiver with beauty, joy, and love. Isn't this how to live? Isn't this the love, the ecstasy, the health we're all looking for and may find temporarily in one way or another, some of which are very destructive to our minds and bodies? And guess what? We don't have to go anywhere to experience this. It's right inside us. We don't have to become a monk. We don't have to retire to a monastery, a forest, or a mountain. We don't have to stand on our heads or push ourselves to the point of exhaustion. Baba says, my dearest ones, do not give up your worldly life, your near and dear ones. Do not waste yourselves away, rushing around in search of God in the four directions, nor lose your own souls while seeking inner peace and comfort. Live in your own homes with your spouses and children, making full use of your artistic talents or running your businesses or factories. In whatever position your destiny has placed you, whether you are millionaires or laborers, kings or beggars, God belongs to you all. If you call him with love, thinking about him with devotion, he will reveal himself to you. He will grant a vision of the divine light of his love. Then you will know that you are an embodiment of bliss. Breathe deeply in this moment and know you are an embodiment of bliss. Feel the bliss you are. Be that smiling body you learned how to create in last week's program. You are a divine soul. What we're sharing together is having a profound and transformative effect on your mind, body, and spirit. We're seeding feelings of happiness, joy, bliss, peace, contentment, and wonder that will eventually become your experience in each moment. You truly can live in happiness, joy, bliss, peace, contentment, and wonder, completely untouched by the changes of childhood, youth, age, daily activities and challenges, and even world upheavals. You truly can realize your most precious dreams. Napoleon Hill says, cherish your visions and your dreams as they are the children of your soul, the blueprints of your ultimate achievements. You truly can create and live in and as a smiling body, a blissful heart, a peaceful mind, and a soaring soul. You know, the only difference between each of us and the great masters like Christ, Buddha, Nityananda, Muktananda, Mother Mary, and countless others is they firmly believe and hold the constant awareness of what it says in the Bhagavad Gita. Chapter 2, verse 20 of this Hindu scripture says, this self, soul, is never born, nor does it ever perish. Nor having come into existence will it again cease to be. It is birthless, eternal, changeless, ever same, unaffected by the usual processes associated with time. It is not slain when the body is killed. During an Aikido sword class, I was partnered with this lady. We were to take turns initiating an attack with the other person defending. As she began to attack me, as she raised the sword over her head, she froze. Tears started welling up in her eyes. She froze when she flashed back to a previous lifetime when she had slain my body with a sword. This memory brought remorseful tears to her eyes. I immediately said, "You did not kill me. Look, I'm still here. Go ahead and practice attacking." Our souls are imperishable. Our bodies are not. Neither are our emotions. We all experience how quickly they come and go. In his own epitaph, Benjamin Franklin wrote, "The body of B. Franklin, printer, like the cover of an old book, its contents torn out and stripped of its lettering and gilding, lies here, food for worms. But the work shall not be lost, for it will, as he believed, appear once more in a new and more elegant edition, revised and corrected by the author." Ben Franklin knew the work. His soul would not perish with the old book, his body, and that the work, his soul, would be back in a more elegant, revised edition, a new book, a new body, corrected by the author, by God. When we are awake, the world and what we experience in it seems so real, but they are perishable, like the old book. In fact, they perish every day. When we go to sleep at night, our daytime world disappears, along with the physical pains and other challenges we might have had moments before. As we sleep, we awaken to two new worlds. One is the world of dreams, where things can seem as real as the waking world we just left. We see things, we can feel things, we can smell, hear, and taste things. Then we leave this world and venture into the world of deep sleep, where everything disappears. Our waking world, dream world, deep sleep world, like our bodies, are temporary. So where is our infinite, imperishable soul during this whole process? Where is our consciousness? Is it possible to hold on to that consciousness, the awareness of our soul at all times? Can our soul be our primary experience as we are awake, dreaming, and in deep sleep? The scriptures of many traditions and my experience say it can. I've just finished eating dinner while sitting on a grass lawn at a spiritual retreat center. I look down at the blades of grass before me and pluck one from the ground. I slowly and consciously pull the grass shoot from the sheath. I pluck another and slowly separate the shoot from the sheath. This continues over and over. I remember when I used to do this as a child. It's mesmerizing. Thoughts disappear. My mind is silent. I feel no difference between me, the ground, the blades of grass, the trees, the sky, the other people on the lawn. I'm in awe. I don't want to leave this state, this experience. I want to hold on to it. I'm feeling drawn to go to bed early, right now. But my mind says everyone is supposed to participate in a community cleanup of the walkway after dinner. That's the program. I decide to honor the inner program that pulls me up to bed. I look at my body in the mirror before going to bed, and there's no difference between it and the mirror, it and my conscious awareness. And my conscious awareness surprisingly stays present as I lay down. As the eyes on my body close, I'm still aware. I'm aware that I'm separating from my body. I can see it on the bed. I watched it lay on the bed all night long. I watched it sleep as I was shown things that would happen in the future, things that had happened in the past, shown how there is no such thing as a coincidence or trivial encounter. I was taken back to a time where I stayed with a lady in Phoenix one night on the way to New Mexico. I had consulted with her on the phone several times, but we had never met. She invited me to stop by if ever in the area. Her mom, who had Alzheimer's, lived with her. As we sat out by the pool, her mom offered me a piece of popcorn. Popcorn was not on my preferred food list at the time, so I declined. She kept offering me popcorn as I munched on other things. I kept politely declining. Then something made me look in her eyes as she offered again. I took the popcorn. She offered another, and I did. every moment and every event of every man's life on earth plants something in his soul. As I was taken back to this precious moment, I was shown that this wonderful lady was not just offering me a piece of popcorn. She was offering me an opportunity to clear the karmic slate between us, a karmic debt that would not have been paid had I not accepted. Paramahansa Yogananda said, "You live only once as any particular person, but the soul, the eternal you, wears a different body in each of many different lifetimes, carrying with it the cumulative personality and karmic tendencies of its past existences. Considering there was karma associated with this seemingly insignificant exchange of popcorn with someone I never met before in this lifetime, think of the karma, the things being worked out between you and your parents, you and your children, you and your beloved, and all the people you meet and interact with every day, from your coworkers and friends to the clerk who checks you out at the grocery store." And just like my Aikido sword partner had an instant flashback to a previous life with me, you can use your soul power to travel back in time to see how unresolved instances from the past are playing out in your current life. The reason for some of the significant challenges we face with our family members have their roots buried deep in the past, roots we can see to gain clarity and help expand our hearts to be more loving. Paramahansa Yogananda said, "You live only once as any particular person, but the soul, the eternal you, wears a different body in each of many different lifetimes, carrying with it the cumulative personality and karmic tendencies of its past existences." When we come back from this next pause, we'll really examine this statement. As you move into this pause, ponder on the nature of your soul. Ponder on how many lifetimes have come and gone, leading to the wonder of you in this moment. We'll be back to explore this wonder in a few minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OWN Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OWN Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OWN Times endeavor. Host your show with OWN Times Radio Network.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OWN Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OWN Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back, everyone. Let's listen again to what Paramahansa Yogananda said. You live only once as any particular person, but the soul, the eternal you, wears a different body in each of many different lifetimes, carrying with it the cumulative personality and karmic tendencies of its past existences. It doesn't matter if you believe it right now. At one time, people didn't believe the earth was round or that flying was possible. In this moment, be open to new possibilities. Be open to what this great saint, this great teacher is saying. Be open to exploring a possibility, a perspective that will revolutionize your life and remove much of the physical, mental, and emotional pain you experience. Yogananda is saying your soul carried with it, brought into this life you are now living, the cumulative personality and karmic tendencies of your past. Your soul constructed your life just the way it is, just the way it has been, and just the way it will be with the influence of your personal divine will to balance these karmic tendencies and realize you are a divine soul and not these karmic tendencies. Your soul carried your cumulative personality into this lifetime. Your soul created your physical features, chose the parents you have, the genetic lineage you have, the time and place you were born to balance all that has gone before you. There are no mistakes made in getting the body you have, and you are far more than your body. There are no mistakes made about the siblings or lack thereof you have. There have been no mistakes made in whatever has happened to you, no matter how terrible and challenging it has been. Your soul chose everything to return to harmony. There is not one thing that you have ever done that was a mistake, that you could have done differently. You made the best decision you could have possibly made in each instance, given your level of consciousness at the time. Sure, with hindsight, there are many decisions you now see that could have been made differently. But at the time you made them based on the level of consciousness you had in that moment. All people, at all times, are truly making the best decision they can make at any moment, given their level of consciousness at the time. That being so, there are no grudges to hold against anyone. There is no one to be angry at, no one to even forgive. If someone wronged you in any way, you contracted with them on a soul level to play that part. They may have hurt your body or emotions, but they freed your soul. They allowed you to experience the same hurtful thing you once inflicted on someone else. Instead of hating them, embrace them, not necessarily physically, but with your heart and soul. Thank them for playing their role so perfectly. This doesn't mean what they did is right and moral by any means. It doesn't mean killing or injuring someone should go unpunished. While the person doing the injuring played their part perfectly, it's also perfect for them to understand at the deepest level of their soul that such actions are not soulful, loving, and tolerable. You know, there's really a delicate distinction here. If you can make this distinction, your soul is free. I invite you to see the perfection of everything that has happened and is happening. I invite you to ask inside, to see the deeper meaning of what's transpiring before you. In this moment, I invite you to bring to mind someone or some instance that may be still bothering you, that you can't forgive. If you think there is no one, then say to yourself, on a deeper level than ever before, I want to forgive, and see if a name pops up. On a deeper level than ever before, I want to forgive. Or perhaps there's an interaction or a relationship that left you with unresolved feelings. Whatever or whoever pops in your mind first, go with it. Picture this person, this interaction, this event, this relationship in your mind. With the sacred understanding that each of you played your parts perfectly on a soul level, thank this person. Honor this event, this interaction, this relationship. Embrace them. Embrace it. Now let it go. The divine dance between you is over. Now, you can sit quietly, create a sacred space, and do this again with other unresolved issues. When doing this on your own, ask to see what karma, what past life issues were at play. If these are revealed to you, offer your gratitude. and offer your gratitude if they are not revealed, as it may not be in your best interest to know. Likewise, be grateful for all the blessed and wonderful things that happen to you in this life as a result of all your past beneficial actions. It's also my experience that balancing these karmic debts isn't as simple as me doing you wrong and then having to experience the same wrong done to me. For the karma to be totally balanced, I also need to understand at the deepest level of my being that doing such things is not in harmony with God's nature. For instance, say I shoot someone and a policeman instantly shoots me. The physical karma is definitely balanced. But somewhere down the line, I need to understand to the depths of my being that shooting someone is not appropriate. It definitely feels invasive and appears to be completely wrong for someone to break into your house, ransack it, and steal many of your valuables. In this lifetime, you may not have done anything to warrant that. But what have you forgotten from all the past lives, all the old book covers you worn? I once did energy sessions with a little boy who had a genetic disease, the effects of which started manifesting when he was about 4. Up till then, he was a normal, happy boy. With this particular genetic disease, his life expectancy was somewhere in his early teens. If that wasn't enough of a challenge, he subsequently developed leukemia. His mom traveled the world seeking help, traditional and non-traditional, to no avail. He kept wasting away, down to less than 40 pounds, and being fed through a tube in his stomach. At one point, his body was being sustained by more equipment than I've ever seen on anyone, tubes and machines for breathing, feeding, kidneys, you name it. What did this little boy do to deserve this? What have any children done to deserve being born with deformities and genetic conditions, or developing cancer at a young age, or anything else that cuts their life short or makes it miserable? The answer is nothing in this lifetime. But we have to go deeper. What I saw this little boy experiencing tore my heart apart. What brought this on? I had to know. I really needed to understand. I prayed to see the truth, and my prayer was granted. And when I saw the whole picture, I was shocked and awed at the same time. I saw how this divine soul chose all these major challenges at once to balance the horrific actions of many lifetimes, actions that made an imprint on my consciousness, making me ever more loving and not wanting on a deeper level than ever before to cause pain to anyone in any way ever again. The poet Saint Brahmananda wrote a devotional song in which the Lord reminds the soul of the forgotten promise it made while still in the womb. You hung upside down and went through the cycle of 8,400,000 species over and over. And when you came to your senses, you beat your head. You may remember it or not. While inside the womb, you remembered all your past births, your past karmas, and you cried out, "Oh Lord, oh Lord!" You may remember it or not. You have forgotten all these conditions and lost yourself in worldly pleasures. Oh Brahmananda, you only regret. You may remember it or not. So turn your heart away from sense pleasures and towards God's feet, your divine soul nature. Do not harm anyone. You may remember it or not. Let's choose to remember. Let's choose to remember we are divine souls. Remember our children are divine souls. It's no accident you and your children are together. Remember to look deep inside to understand the fullness and richness of why you're really together. What are the contracts you signed with each other? Let's find ways to constantly nourish our souls and the souls of our children. Cahil Gibran, born in Lebanon in 1883, wrote in the Prophet, "And a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, 'Speak to us of children.' And he said, 'Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself, They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you, for life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the bows from which your children, you are the bows from which your children, as living arrows, are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrow that flies, so he loves also the bow that is stable. Let's nourish the souls of every child we meet. During this next week, practice calling your soul forth daily. And please join me next Monday. Invite your friends and family too, as we continue to explore ways that we can command our soul power through everyday activities and much more. Blessing upon blessing from my soul to your soul within the one soul that we share. If you have any reflections or questions, I'd love to hear from you at consciouslyparenting@gmail.com. consciouslyparenting@gmail.com.